Good morning and welcome to the September 22nd, 2020 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. We'll now call this meeting to order. The first item on our agenda is approval of the August 25th, 2020 meeting minutes, which have been distributed to the board. Is there any motion on those minutes? And we can go ahead and pull them up. Is there a second?
Second. This is Corinne Ross.
Let's take just a moment to pull them up and see if there are any discussion or changes to the minutes.
Typos notwithstanding?
Yeah.
Mr. Lawson.
If there are typos, we need to correct them. Please let us know where you see a typo.
Item 2.4, paragraph 6.
As part of your motion, if you'll make a motion to correct it and as part of the agenda.
And I will amend my second to reflect the same.
We all know who Mr. Lawson is now.
This is not Lawson's face.
Are there any additional revisions to the minutes? All right. We'll go ahead and vote. Let's go down the line. Mr. Natrika.
Yes, I vote for.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
This is Quentin Marlin. I vote aye. Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
All right, the minutes have passed unanimously. We'll move into our regular agenda. And the first item is, thank you. One Pineside Lane, and it is a variance request, but I can't see what it is.
Mr. Chairman, the petitioner for One Pineside Lane is requesting a 6-foot variance from the 30-foot required rear yard setback for the construction of a covered porch to replace an existing pergola. The property is seen here at the corner of the southwest corner of the intersection of Pineside Lane and Terrell Ridge Road in the Landing subdivision. As you can see, the property abuts on the rear common area a golf course fairway. The property also, as I mentioned, requires a 30-foot rear yard setback. The petitioner is proposing to build a porch. The maximum extent of the encroachment would be 6 feet beyond the required setback line. The total footprint of the proposed porch is 276 square feet. This is an ortho image of the home and the existing pergola that covers an open patio. The open patio is seen here. In a letter dated August 6, 2020, which is attached to this petition, the Landing's Architectural Review Committee has approved the proposed encroachment. That's not related specifically to this board's review, but that's for information. The zoning ordinance, the Chatham County zoning ordinance, will have to be followed as it relates to acquiring a building permit should this request be granted. In review of the site and the proposed encroachment, it does not appear that any neighboring properties would be impacted by the proposed closing of the existing patio. This is a drawing of the proposed enclosing of the porch you see here. And in review of the site plan, the criteria for variance, staff finds that relief would not be a detriment on neighboring properties. And based on the fact that this property does abut common area and not adjacent residential property, impacts would be limited. And on those findings, we're recommending approval of the 6-foot variance.
Thank you. Are there any questions, Mr. Lawson?
Is the footprint of the new addition about the same?
Yes, sir, it is.
Any other questions for Mr. Lawson? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on this matter for the petitioner?
No, see anyone.
All right, it looks like no one's here for the petitioner. If so, please use the raise hand button or speak. Is there anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? All right, it appears there are no raised hands from anyone from the public to speak on this matter. Is there a motion?
I move that we accept staff's recommendation for the variance to be granted.
Is there a second? All right, moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, we'll have a vote. Mr. Nedrica?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
This is Mr. Marlin. Aye. Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
The variance passes. Move to the next item in our regular agenda, and it's 15 Hobcaw Lane, and it's another variance request, and we'll hear from Mr. Lawson.
Mr. Chairman, this item at 15 Hobcaw Lane, the petitioner is requesting a 2-foot variance from the 10-foot required rear yard setback for the construction of a screen porch over an existing uncovered deck. This is a similar scenario as the previously heard item. This property is a cul-de-sac lot along Hobcaw Lane, also in the Landing subdivision. This property also abuts a golf course, cart path, and fairway on the rear. Which again is common area. The subject property is shown highlighted here on this tax map. The proposed encroachment, as I mentioned, involves a screen porch over an existing uncovered deck. This is an image that shows the property and the existing open deck. The required rear yard setback at this location is 10 feet, and the petitioner's request is to extend the proposed porch a maximum of 2 feet beyond the required setback line. The total footprint of the proposed porch is 280 square feet. The proposed porch is shown in this drawing, and the encroachment is a portion of that porch identified here. The petitioner has received a letter from the Landings Architectural Review Board as well in this case. Staff finds a similar series of findings related to impacts here. We believe that the location of the encroachment adjacent to common area and the lack of impact on adjacent properties is justification for the proposed 2-foot encroachment, and we're recommending approval.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Are there any questions, Mr. Lawson?
This is Corinne Ross. I have one quick question about the composition of the roof structure over the new porch. So sometimes we're concerned about impervious and pervious materials creating a challenge in terms of runoff. Obviously, the Landings Review Board thinks it's fine, but.
Yes, this in terms of the materials, is the proposed addition is designed to match the existing house roofline and materials. There, you know, runoff is going to occur, obviously, and this is a fairly small addition to the overall structure. And because this property is not immediately adjacent to other residences, we didn't feel that the amount of stormwater generated here was likely to create an issue because of the amount of open space that is around this property.
Thank you.
I think you're asking, will there still be an open component?
Yes.
Yeah, based on these drawings, it will not. There'll be a small landing, but the deck itself would be enclosed.
Any other questions of Mr. Lawson? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on this matter for the petitioner?
Gordon. Yep. That's Mr. Gordon, I think, is on the line. He's the petitioner's representative.
Mr. Gordon, would you state your full name? Mr. Gordon, please unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
My full name is Clark Gordon.
Okay. Mr. Gordon, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You may proceed.
This is there's an existing deck there, and the existing foundation already encroaches across the rear yard setback. So we are proposing to take out that foundation, push the foundation back to within the setback, and then cantilever the deck over the setback line so that we cause minimal, the least invasive process in constructing this porch to not have the foundation within the setback. So if you see on the plans, we're actually cantilevering this deck over the setback line and removing the existing foundation that was never had a variance approval on. So if that makes any sense, we're taking a hardship of the solid foundation out of the rear yard setback encroachment and just asking to cantilever this deck and put a new foundation that is within the setback. And do you understand?
Mr. Gordon?
Excuse me, did you say something?
I was just asking if there was anything further you wanted to share.
This is a screen porch. The existing deck is already there. We are not asking for any kind of extra square footage on the deck because the deck already exists and is already The homeowner bought the house and it was already had this foundation that's already across the setback. So like we are not expanding the footprint. We are just merely pushing the new foundation back within the setback and cantilevering this new deck. So we will be building a new deck, but it's going to be the same footprint that's already there, just with a new foundation within the setback. And then this is the homeowner is, the roof angles are because the homeowner is putting up solar panels on the backside, which all this has been approved by the ARC, Architectural Review Committee at the landings. He's trying to add solar panels so that he can become greener. So that's why the two roof angles are like that. But anyway, as far as the variance, that's what we're asking for, and I'm hoping that the board will see in our favor.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Gordon? Thank you, Mr. Gordon.
Thank you.
Is anyone here to speak on this matter from the public? All right. We see no one here to speak on this matter from the public. After hearing from the petitioner, do any board members have any additional questions of either the petitioner or Mr. Lawson? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Notrika. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll have a roll call vote. Mr. Notrika?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
This is Quentin Marlin. I vote aye. Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And the variance passes. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll move into other business, and we need to nominate a new vice chairman of this board. Does anyone have a particular interest in being vice chairman? If anyone speaks up, I will nominate someone.
And Mr. Chairman, just for information for the board and the public, the nomination can take place today and then the vote will take place at our following meeting.
I saw a slight hand raised on my right side. So, all right,
may I have the pleasure of nominating Mr. Vineyard?
You do. Mr. Vineyard's been nominated by Ms. Ross. And I second the nomination. We can vote next month. Hopefully he doesn't change his mind. It's an arduous duty.
Or tell his wife.
Is there any other business? Hearing none, thank you to everyone, and this meeting's adjourned.